acting U.S. Attorney General Matthew Whitaker is testifying before Congress for the first time Friday, with Democrats eager to press him on his interactions with President Trump and his oversight of the special counsel's Russia investigation. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports Democrats view Whitaker as a Trump loyalist.
Whitaker had been chief of staff to Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who was forced out in November. He was an outspoken critic of the Russia investigation before starting at the Justice Department in 2017. Whitaker is likely in his final days as acting AG. The Senate is expected to vote next week on William Barr, Trump's pick for attorney general.
The fiancé of murdered Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi said she may visit the United States in March. Hatice Sengi spoke to reporters in Turkey Friday. She previously rejected an invitation from President Trump and said she would welcome a change in his approach to the killing. Khashoggi, who became a critic of Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, was killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul by a team of Saudi operatives in October, provoking international revulsion. President Trump has resisted legislative efforts to rebuke the Saudis, pointing to weapons sales as an important source of U.S. jobs. His administration is also reluctant to disturb the strategic relationship seen as an important regional counterbalance to Iran, arch-rival of U.S. ally Israel. Italy's Interior Minister Matteo Salvini said Thursday he's open to meeting with French government officials to discuss differences between their two countries after France recalled its ambassador. Salvini's criticism of French President Emmanuel Macron is partly to blame for the disagreement that prompted France to recall Ambassador Christian Masset. A French government spokeswoman said Masset was being brought back for consultations. French officials were also angered by Italy's deputy prime minister's meeting Tuesday with yellow vest protesters. This is VOA News. The U.S. Special Envoy for Venezuela is once again calling for President Nicolas Maduro to step aside for interim President Juan Guaido. Elliot Abrams implied that other countries who consider themselves allies to Venezuela can help with the process.
Well, he's got friends in places like Cuba and Russia. And there are some other countries, actually, that have come to us privately and said they'd be willing to take members of the current illegitimate regime if it would help the transition.
Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department says it's securing food, medical supplies, and other humanitarian aid to send into Venezuela at Guaido's request. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos said Thursday he was the target of extortion and blackmail by the publisher of the National Enquirer, which he said threatened to publish revealing personal photos of him unless he stopped investigating how the tabloid obtained his private exchanges with his mistress. Bezos, who also owns The Washington Post, detailed his interactions with American media in a blog post. The billionaire did not say the tabloid was seeking money, but it wanted him to make a public statement that their coverage was not politically motivated. President Trump has been highly critical of Bezos and the Post coverage of the White House. A Louisiana law that would place tighter restrictions on abortion providers has been blocked by the U.S. Supreme Court. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The law was scheduled to take effect next week. It would have required abortion providers to obtain admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. It's similar to a Texas measure that the court struck down 3 years ago. Then Chief Justice John Roberts dissented. But this time, Roberts joined liberal judges on the bench to block the law pending a full review of the case. President Trump's two Supreme Court appointees, Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, dissented. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Virginia Democrats are trying to thread the needle, demanding that Governor Ralph Northam resign, but giving the benefit of the doubt for now to the lieutenant governor and attorney general. Key Democratic groups started weighing in late Thursday after the widening crisis rendered them practically speechless for a day. Northam and Attorney General Mark Herring have admitted wearing blackface as young men in the 1980s, while Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax is accused of sexually assaulting a woman 15 years ago, which he denies. A Kenyan court has freed a New Zealand held in police custody for several days on suspicion of links with extremism. Salub Warfa was arrested near Kenya's border with Somalia for allegedly possessing two passports with different names. He was detained with 10 others in a sweep on suspected extremists. The crackdown followed an attack in January on a hotel complex in Nairobi. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.
This is Border Crossings Radio.